This is Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. The show you are about to hear is one recorded live at the McCracken County Public Library. The first of this two-part show features painter Casey Slack. There were between 30 to 40 people in attendance. The crowd sat in chairs with an aisle down the middle. In the back, the library provided refreshments, cupcakes decorated with flags of the show's logo. For those looking for something more healthy, fruit was available. Bottles of water were also free for the taking. The artist, she was sitting at her easel. I was behind a small desk with a couple of pieces of paper, a bottle of water, and a microphone. The Solid Rocket Booster's music equipment was on the other side, my right. After briefly introducing myself and the show, I gave some instructions to the audience, then counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we started.
Let's welcome Ms. Slack. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Thanks.
Okay, so I think the obvious place for us to start is our mutual love for a specific baseball team.
Go Cubs. That's right. They're playing right now. It's really hard to sit here and talk to you. I'm not going to lie. Well, 8 minutes. I have about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's okay.
She has a W.
I have my pin on.
To support the team, so.
Yeah.
We could talk about the Cubs for an hour.
But yeah, probably.
I think that's what they're here for, so.
No.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So, I think probably every person has painted at some point in their life. Elementary school, you know, finger paints at home, whatever. When did you take painting and kind of elevate it to that next level of pursuing it, you know, a little bit further than that?
The furthest back I can really remember enjoying it, and my mom and grandmother are both here, so they could probably correct me, but was in high school. My dad is a really gifted artist, and so it kind of ran in my blood. But there was an art assignment early in the year, like my freshman year of high school, and I did it, and I kind of stepped back when it was finished, and my art teacher was like, "This is really good," and I was like, "Yeah, it is kind of good." And so I think it was Scooby-Doo, like a Scooby-Doo picture, and from then on, I just kind of was like, "I really like doing this and enjoy it." So I guess then, just kind of stuck with me.
So then in college, you went to Murray State, right?
I did. Went to Murray, graduated, and 2014, and I had a minor in ceramics.
You're still the youngest person in here, so don't cringe too much.
Minored in ceramics. I was pursuing art therapy, so I had a liberal arts degree, so it was kind of like the buffet degree where we had all these different things, and mine was psychology and art. So I kind of dabbled in it in college, but it wasn't like something I did all the time. It was, and a lot of it was 3D because I did a lot of ceramics and things. So
doing ceramics, why did you change or shift to focus on painting?
My classes were over and I decided on ceramics because it was a minor, so there's a lot more freedom, and choosing ceramics was really therapeutic. The actual process of that. And so I took that, and once I graduated, it was hard to find access to clay and a wheel and a kiln and all of that other stuff. It was
a lot easier to paint in a
run
room
to the store and grab canvas and paint. So kind of did that, yeah.
So how do you, get better now?
I think that I get in ruts a lot. I'm pretty up and down. I hit a point where I was really focused on what do people want to buy, and which is natural for someone wanting to survive as an artist. And I kind of lost my way a little with it. I was forcing myself to do art that I didn't love, and then recently, about a year ago, I painted a painting for myself that I haven't done in forever, just to paint something for myself and not have any person in mind to mm-hmm. give it to, or that would buy it, or that I could post online and someone would buy. So
just for the joy of painting.
Yeah, and I hadn't done that in years probably. And so doing that kind of sparked a new fire to jump back into it. I love looking at photos and like replicating them. I have a couple behind me that I'm worked on and finished, but so I really like doing that. And then I started painting pet portraits recently, and people want paintings of their animals more than their children. And so
I just saw an interested look in the crowd.
Yeah. For later. So yeah, I'm making those for Christmas, but that took off quite a bit. So I've had a lot of practice mm-hmm. in being able to maybe not just stare at a photo and replicate it, but kind of do my own twist or be more conceptual with it has been really cool. So
yeah, I guess one thing I was thinking was you don't have that formal training to fall back on. So how do you do it? Like, you just
I don't know.
Do it, it's, from doing it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I hear musicians, I can't sing or play an instrument. I've tried and just can't. And right. I hear a lot of like naturally taught musicians say they just feel it, or that like a piano, they just see it. And I think that's it. To me, mm-hmm. it's strange that someone can't do it, because it's just how I do it. You know, I can just do it. Yeah. So it's just comes naturally, I guess. It's shapes and shadows and lines. And I took a painting class and hated it, because I hated people telling me what to do and, you know, telling me that's wrong, or no, you need to do it this way. And I was like, no, I like it this way. And so I'm pretty stubborn, and especially with art, and not that I'm like I'm the best, but it was really hard to, yeah. And I feel like it doesn't have to be perfect. So it's nice, because you can mm-hmm. make it how you want it, and
yeah,
you like it. Yeah.
So what have you learned about yourself when it comes to, you know, through your art?
I tend to be a control freak. I like to know. I get really mad if I'm planning on eating dinner somewhere and then the plans change like during the course of the day, and you know, I'm all anxious and everything. And so I think that art has taught me to kind of let go of that, like people coming to me and saying this is how I want it to be, and receiving criticism if it's not how they wanted it, or to redo it, or to meet people's needs, and to know that that has to happen. And especially with ceramics, you can have this plan. I think Nathan would know this too. Mm-hmm. You can have this plan for exactly how you want the glaze to fall and to look, and you make it so perfectly and so rounded, and you know, if it's slightly off center, it's completely messed up. But as soon as you put it in the kiln, it's the kiln's problem, you know, and it could come out completely different than you thought because of humidity or anything weird. And mm-hmm. so being able to kind of chill out a little bit and make mistakes and not be such a perfectionist when it comes to art, like that black and white painting is, it stresses me out so much, and everyone's like, it looks like them, and I still, there's so much wrong with it to me. And so to let go of that.
For the listening audience that isn't here, the black
yes.
and white is of some of your friends who
yeah,
are getting married,
right? A portrait of a couple of friends of mine and my husband's that they told me I could paint them. They're pretty. but I wanted to,
that helps.
Yeah,
that helps.
I loved the style of their photography that they had, and it was really artistic. And so my plan, I'm in Ochre in the Coke plant, mm-hmm. and my plan was to have some commissionable pieces hanging up. So that was where that one came from. But yeah, that's my little work in the studio. I just get it out when I'm in there and work on it. that's my where I allow myself to be a perfectionist, because everything else I can't really do that realistically.
Right. So you have some experience painting in front of people. This isn't the first time you've ever
painted in front of people. Yes, I do. When I was late high school, early college, I did these performance art pieces at local churches, and I actually used my hands, which I'm not doing tonight. I'm using brushes, but yeah, they were these huge canvases, and they were just like faith-based paintings that I did to music. Mm-hmm. And this easel came from one of those, actually, because I didn't bring one and used one, and it collapsed during the painting. And so there was a huge handprint like on the painting because I grabbed it. But a couple at that church made this for me. So I've always had it for probably 8 or 10 years now. So I thought that was really neat. But it's my little easel, or big easel, yeah, actually.
So what's that like whenever you're painting in front of people?
I go into a zone. I love having my back to people. Okay. Like, that's why I'm still kind of turned this way. But I'm not big on public speaking. Like, this is even a little nervous for me.
I wish you had told me that earlier.
I know. But this mic is easier because it's, like, not, I can't see it.
Just pretend like they're not here.
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
Right.
It was
nerves, and then as soon as I turned around and picked up my first bucket, I didn't think about it. So it was very calming.
So you don't think about the audience at all? You're just focused on...
Yeah, if I'm painting, that's what I want to do in front of a crowd, okay, is paint, because I can just hone in on it and not... I focus when I do my art. I don't think about a lot of other things.
Okay. What's the hardest part of painting for you? Most challenging aspect?
Probably coming up with it. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest critique in my painting class, was my composition.
And coming up with it, knowing what you're going to paint?
Yeah, like how to structure it, especially if it's not from a photograph, because a photograph can tell you, this is what it looks like, this is how it should be. But mm-hmm. something more abstract, like I'm going to do today, takes a lot of thought and a lot of detail to make it interesting, and, you know, choose colors and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. that's probably the hardest part.
Figuring out what you're going to paint.
Yeah, the beginning, like the very initial staring at a canvas and being like, what's this going to be?
Well, how'd you decide what this was going to be?
Oh, this is, we talked a little, and I wanted it to be kind of Paducah themed. So I love, if you see my collection of things I make all kinds of things. But as a whole, there's a lot of Kentucky, there's a lot of Paducah, and I love the pride of this area. Mm-hmm. So it's going to end up being four Kentucky, like western halves of Kentucky coming together. And right in the middle will be Paducah. And then divided in the bottom half, this side of it is going to be like a quilt, because Paducah is quilt city. And this side is going to be similar to the floor of the coke plant, mm-hmm. The rotunda floor. And then up here is going to be a marquee that looks like the Columbia Theater's marquee. So it's just all going to kind of flow together. I'm excited I had the chance to explain it, because people may not understand it completely. But I tried to keep a lot of fours throughout it, like the number four, because of the Four Rivers City.
Okay.
So, yeah, I worked pretty hard on the design and changed a few things last minute. So it'll be fun. Hopefully you'll like it.
So I saw that you had kind of asked others to help brainstorm with you. Is that something that you
yes,
do regularly?
Yes, and... Yeah, I like to get a feel for what people want to see. And that, I posted a Facebook status asking for ideas, and it was really neat to hear all of these ideas, but I didn't want to say what I was doing, and so a lot of people were, like, answering things that weren't
abstract,
relevant.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang it. So, yeah, I like to ask a lot like, would you rather see this from me, or would you rather see this from me, and kind of play with that a little.
I've talked to several artists now, and one of the things that I think almost all of them have talked about is enjoying collaboration with other artists, especially in this area. Do you have opportunities to do that?
I do. A huge one right now is Ochre. For those that don't know, Ochre is an art collective in the Coke plant. And there's 8 artists roughly in there right now. We all have different mediums that we use. So you go in there, you'll find paintings, you'll find pottery, you'll find jewelry, soap, and baby clothes, and robots, and there's all kinds of stuff in there. So that's been really huge, and even brainstorming now with the partners in there to kind of collaborate in smaller ways or bigger ways, that's been really cool. Yeah, so maybe you'll see some collaborations at some point.
Just a side note, if you saw the poster, one of the partners, you call yourself partners? Mm-hmm. Partners of Ochre designed the poster.
Yep. So. Our print-making, robot-making buddy, Randall.
Randall.
Oh, Randall.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this painting.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited. I hope I finish it by midnight. I'm just kidding.
I don't know what to say. We're already at, the library's already closed.
Right.
And we're here.
We're
so
here.
Know,
y'all are locked in right now until it's finished.
Well, what ways do you want to see yourself grow as an artist? Like, where would you like to see yourself?
I'm not sure. I've been, like, I made this skirt. I've been messing with fabric a lot and clothing. Realistically, I don't think I would be able to do that, like, on a large scale, just from what I've been doing so far. I'd like to pull back and do more commissions.
Okay.
Where, like, it's all quality, but, you know, like, the quality over quantity, not to try and, like, push a bunch of stuff out, but to really focus on bigger pieces and more detailed pieces. I'd love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you happen to go into Ochre, you'll see more than just paintings by Casey.
Yes.
You've also done some, well, you say what you've done.
My skirts are my newest thing. And make these tiny little peg people, and I make baby bibs and baby shoes, and I have these fabric Kentucky-shaped pillows and greeting cards. I make all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, by the way, my mom is in the audience, and she has one of your pillows.
Nice! Cool. Hope you like it.
I just thought of that, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for chatting with me. I look forward to seeing
the finished piece.
Yeah, the finished
piece. Yes, I'm excited.
Good deal. Well, it's time for our intermissions. And we'll come back and have a